Hey everyone, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you are watching in from. And today I want to talk about what, in my opinion, is the most likely thing to pop the quote-unquote cryptocurrency bubble, and that's government regulation. And there has been a lot of increasing chatter around government regulation as the overall cryptocurrency market has moved up and up and up in the total market capitalization. Not as much talk, not as much care from regulators, not as much care from officials when the overall cryptocurrency market was somewhere in the $20, $25 billion, $100 billion marketplace. Now that crypto is worth more than $500 billion with the current market capitalization, we are hearing more and more commentary from officials, from regulators. They're being asked that all the time. Mainstream media is talking about cryptocurrency all the time and kind of goading regulators, goading government officials to talk about Bitcoin, to talk about cryptocurrency in more specifics. And we're seeing more statements on a pretty continual basis from a variety of countries as far as regulation goes. Most specifically, in the past few days, we had South Korea with a potential cryptocurrency trading ban, or not necessarily even potential cryptocurrency trading ban, but they are considering putting a bill together to try to pass through their government to ban cryptocurrency trading, and that has been met with swift backlash. And then just recently, there was some commentary from the U.S. government, from the Treasury Secretary about Bitcoin, about cryptocurrency. So I want to play some of that video for you guys, and we'll talk a little bit about kind of what it means, and I think how the government might try to attack crypto, as well as how there might be some safety there, and hopefully how some of these governments are going to take a more forward-looking approach to things. So let's hop into it. I'm going to pop over to Bloomberg.com. This video is on a couple different places online as well, but we're going to look at the U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, but he is apparently working with the G20, basically a group of countries, but he's working with G20 on cryptocurrency potential regulation or a task force or something like that. So let's hop into the commentary here and listen to a little bit about what Steve has to say, and then I'm going to provide some commentary and kind of my overall thoughts on it.
Bitcoin. Are you comfortable with that currency, and what do you think the U.S. government should do about it? Should we encourage it, discourage it?
Do you own any?
I actually don't. Okay. I don't own any of it.
I just wanted to check.
No, I own no Bitcoin. I don't even know what it is, really. But though I know I missed the boat on that. But is that something that you're worried about that could replace the dollar as a currency?
And so, first let me say, we are very focused on cyber currencies, crypto, what do you call them, cryptocurrencies, cyber currencies. We're very focused on this. And actually, at the last FSOC meeting that I chaired, we set up a working group. We're working with all the regulators. So really, the biggest issue, I have two issues with them that we're focused on. One is we want to make sure that bad people cannot use these currencies to do bad things. So in the United States, and people may not realize this, under our laws, if you have a wallet to own Bitcoins, that company has the same obligation as a bank to know your customer. So in the United States, we have rules that for money laundering, for all different types of things, we can track those activities. The rest of the world doesn't have that. So one of the things we will be working very closely with the G20 on is making sure that this doesn't become the Swiss numbered bank accounts. And okay, we can do that. The other concern I have is there's a lot of speculation in this. And you know, I want to make sure that consumers who are trading this understand the risks, because you know, I am concerned that consumers could get hurt.
Or do you worry that, like Russia, it was announced, I don't know if it was a legitimate government report, maybe fake news, I don't know, but that Russia is thinking of coming up with its own cryptocurrency as a way to get around sanctions. Is that something you're worried about?
Not at all. No, I mean, I don't think that's a concern. Okay. I mean, there are countries, and again, this is something actually I've spoken to the Fed about. So There's cryptocurrencies like a Bitcoin, which effectively it's instead of euros or dollars, you have a different currency. There are central banks that are thinking of, instead of issuing cash, physical cash, issuing a digital currency. So, I mean, the Fed has contemplated and looked at, and I don't think they have any intention of doing this in the near term, you could issue digital dollars. The Fed and we don't think there's any need for that at this point.
Right. So, somewhat interesting comments, and I know not many people like to talk about regulation, not many people want to talk about that at all, probably not the most fun topic in the world, but when you have a lot of money in crypto, in my opinion, really the biggest worry at this point, unless you're talking about some type of just catastrophic technical breakdown where somebody is basically able to hack the cryptography behind Bitcoin and the blockchain and just completely blow all of this tech up or blow some of this tech up somehow. The biggest concern for me is what happens if the US government or the South Korean government or some large government out there comes out and just pulls a stupid ban on crypto like China did. And then it kind of creates another cascading effect because China has typically been one of the first and most stringent governments when it comes to anything. I mean, as far as accessing really anything on the internet, you can't even do that. It's like illegal to utilize a VPN in China. So them banning cryptocurrency trading, not that surprising. If the US government or South Korea, which are typically more progressive countries, come out and do something that I would deem to be ill-advised, such as banning all cryptocurrency, that could really tank the market and either make it extremely difficult to invest, or it could really just screw up the portfolio that you have that might be doing so well. That could just have it dive straight off a cliff. So when I'm looking at Stephen's comments, obviously he breaks it down in two ways. The first way being, the first concern really being money laundering and essentially creating a brand, you know, a digital version of a Swiss bank account. The second reason or the second concern being speculation. As far as the first concern, I think you kind of mentioned it already, but there are a lot of protections around KYC, know your customer, know your client, and anti-money laundering precautions already taken place by any fiat to crypto on-ramps that are already in existence. So whether you're talking about Coinbase or Gemini or Bitstamp or Kraken, if they ever get their website to load again, or Kraken, but anywhere where you can take, at least in the US, where you can take the US dollar and buy Bitcoin or buy Ethereum with that, you're having to provide your name, potentially your social security number, your license, your passport. And a lot of people don't like that, but that's kind of, in a lot of cases, what's probably going to be required in the future and going forth in the future to have to have the opportunity to buy and to invest in Bitcoin or Ethereum or Litecoin or some of these other crypto assets out there because of these KYC and anti-money laundering laws that they have in place. And the second thing, as far as his comments around speculation, fairly interesting. Obviously, the market is very frothy. It is very speculative. A lot of these, I would venture to say the majority of things that both I have my money in the crypto world, as well as what you have your money in, is speculative. Even the largest crypto assets, cryptocurrencies, you got Bitcoin, the largest crypto out there, still very speculative. You have Ethereum, the largest platform, the most used platform, still very speculative. Basically, everything in the crypto space is speculative. It is speculation. I'm not going to sit here and debate that and say that there is no way that this is not speculation. How the government prevents quote-unquote speculation or prevents the retail consumers from getting hurt, is that number one, is that regulation? Is that education? Is that, I don't know necessarily. It's kind of a free market for the most part. Or are they going to say, hey, you need to be an accredited investor to invest in crypto, because that would suck, something of that nature. I just don't know when they say, hey, we want to make sure that retail investors, regular people don't get hurt by this because we think they might. How do they do that? What is the precaution that they put in place? Is it just education and saying, here's what you need to know is it a disclaimer form on exchanges? What exactly do they mean by that? and what is, you know, what process would they put forward to ensure that, you know, retail investors don't get burned, which could certainly happen, especially when you consider the overall speculation in the marketplace and how quickly things have gone up. But what would they actually do to reduce speculation? I think by nature, these are speculative markets because they are so early on and we are so early on here. Now, when I'm looking at how regulation could really damage crypto, like how the US or South Korea, but specifically, I mean, I live in the US, so that's probably the area which I have, I'm not going to say expertise, but that's what I'm most familiar with. How could the US, how could the regulatory agencies, how could they damage crypto the most? And it would be, it's pretty easy for them actually. And when we talk about the KYC and AML laws and Swiss bank accounts, things like that, it's very hard for the government to regulate crypto once you have your money in crypto. So the second I get Bitcoin or Ethereum, I can basically transfer that Bitcoin or Ethereum to any crap coin exchange out there, be it, you know, I could send it to Binance, I could send it to Bittrex, I could send it to Cryptopia, I could send it to Huobi, I could send it to KuCoin, wherever. And there are a lot that do not have KYC requirements at all. All you need is an email address and a password, and you can send your Bitcoin or your Ethereum there, you could trade that, you could send it to a ledger, and it's off the face of the planet. However, if the government really restricts and heavily restricts your ability to take the US dollar or to take, you know, the Korean won or to take the euro and to put that into cryptocurrency, then that is going to really hurt things. So if the government comes down and really like chokes the fiat on ramps for the exchanges, so really chokes down on Coinbase or on Gemini or on Bitstamp or on Kraken in the US, that would make it very difficult and that would really hurt the market. And that's like my biggest worry, is that's the easiest place. That's easiest place, the most centralized place for them to do that. Could you potentially use local Bitcoins or something like that? Yeah. But then you're running around in a back alley with a paper bag full of 10 grand and trying to say, hey, sir, can I buy half a Bitcoin? I don't think that many people want to do that. I'm sure they will, but, hopefully that's not something that we end up moving to. So I think that once the government is realizing that the easiest thing to regulate is the on-ramps, is the fiat to crypto on-ramps, and hopefully that it's simply putting in place or just keeping in place and having a good understanding of KYC and AML laws around these exchanges like Coinbase and Gemini, and not choking off, the on-ramps there and going too crazy about that. Because, you know, as long as there is, I guess, not to be like super pro-regulation, but if there is know your customer, you know, if you're required to provide your name, your address, your license and all that stuff, what else, what else is there really out there at that point in time for them to do other than to really just crack down on it? And I'm hoping it does not get to that. When we look at the reaction that the folks in South Korea have had to the potential of even drafting a bill around cryptocurrency trading, it's been pretty quick, pretty steep, pretty negative. They've already had, as of Friday, they already had a position put in place with 120,000 signatures opposing the move to potentially try to ban cryptocurrency trading. And there was so much traffic on the website that it crashed the website. And yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of negative backlash. I'm sure a lot of people in the US or in South Korea probably don't care that much, but there's certainly a subset of people that would be extremely upset, myself included, if some of these regulations that are proposed go down, because I just think it's stifling innovation in a way that's not conducive. You can potentially regulate crypto, and I think the US has already done a fairly decent job of regulating, quote unquote, regulating cryptocurrency without stifling it. So let's hope they don't overdo it and really cause the market to move in a negative direction. So like I said, I think that government intervention, significant, strict government intervention is the biggest risk to pop the cryptocurrency bubble that we are in right now. And not to say that it's the bubble has to be popped or anything like that, but if something is going to send the market just crashing down, I personally think it's going to be government intervention of some type. So hope today this video was somewhat provided a little bit of clarification on some of the potential for regulation and some of the different ways in which a company might or the government might regulate cryptocurrency in general, and how we can hopefully support any organizations out there that are working to educate the government, like places like Coin Center, that are looking to educate the government on proper regulatory responsibilities and how they can do things in an appropriate manner without completely ruining the market, ruining the benefits and the usability of the crypto experience. So hope this video is helpful for you. If you have any comments, would love to hear your thought process on regulation. If you're completely anti-regulation, fantastic. If you are, I would just like to hear your thoughts on the whole situation here. And if you think regulation could potentially damage the market, if you think that there are other things that could damage the market as well, would love to hear it. Thank you guys so much for your time. If you are new to the channel, hit that subscribe button, the notify bell. Crypto Bobby signing out. Have a good one. Peace.